Okay, we're holding in Simon Tzadik, and we saw the Shulchan Aruch in Raman Sif Yud Ches. We saw that the Kedusha of a Beis Medrash, as in a Beis Medrash which is Kavua, which according to some means a place where they regularly learn throughout the day, as opposed to just, let's say, a shir for half an hour between Mincha Ma'ariv or something like that, but a place which people frequent and they learn, that has a higher level of Kedusha than a Beis HaKnesses, and therefore if one has a choice of davening in a Beis HaMedrash or a Beis HaKnesses, one should daven in a Beis HaMedrash. We said this is providing that there's a minyan. So if there's a minyan in the Beis HaKnesses and there's no minyan in the Beis HaMedrash, you should daven in the Beis HaKnesses. Now, the Ramah quoted and said that there is a day which says that even without a minyan, it's better to daven in a Beis HaMedrash. However, this was only for an individual who is Tirasei Umnasei, which is quite interesting why Bechlau the Ramah brings this, because when the Gemara speaks about these this type of individual, so the profile is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai the Chaverov, that kind of elite group of individuals that wouldn't be Mavatal themselves for anything. So I'll have to see is there any practical ramification of this Ramah. And the Ramah said, even so, still a person should not habituate himself to do so, because then the Amei Haaretz will just become lax when it comes to Inyan Tefillah. They'll say, look, it's not important to go to Shul, you don't need to go to the Minyan. See, even the rabbi doesn't go, right? He just davens by himself, so it's not such an important thing, and so on. And we said also that if a person is in Shul, you shouldn't be learning, certainly not out loud, whilst they're saying Slichas and Tchinas Piyutim and Maravas and the like, also because that's kind of mizalzal in what the tzibur is doing. So says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Nunhei, we said that the Beis HaKnesses has got a higher level of Kedusha. This is providing that you have a minyan there. V'hu she yispal basar v'afinim of Beis HaKnesses ikar rav am hadris melech v'kom aga Beis HaMedrash odif. So you have a choice of davening the Beis HaMedrash with 15 people or davening the shul with 200 people. Says the Mishnah Berurah that you daven in the Beis HaMedrash if it's a Beis HaMedrash kavur. V'hani mi l'misha leimed bay or chadeish lo yivatel min limudi leilich l'Beis HaKnesses. And now he kind of throws something in. We would have thought up until now the reason why is just because the Kedusha of the Beis HaMedrash is higher. Now he says, no, this is only for someone who is learning there already, so that he doesn't need to go from place to place. It's a bit old day, Rav. Havalav hachi, Rav Am, Odif. King God Supreme Godim. Supreme Godim says that Beis HaMedrash beats out Rav Am only if there's an additional cheshbon of his personal bittul Torah that he has to go from the Beis HaMedrash to the shul. But otherwise, we would say if it's just next door, go to the shul because Rav Am Hadras Melech beats it. So it's more chashuv. V'nir pashet, d'zeh dafke b'Beis HaMedrash kavu liyachid l'limud. This is only if it's your own personal study, your own personal Beis Medrash, two or three people learn it, like Kavua, Kedusha, Sikolkach, Ugedimashim, Magen Avram, Kufnun Gimel, the Bezai, Reed, and Hacha. So we're speaking here about a small little Beis Medrash where you and a couple of people learn Avul Beis Medrash, Kavua, Le Rabbim, Le Matatera, let's say there's a yeshiva, and you always learn in the yeshiva, you learn in the Kailal. So it's a place which is Miyuchad, Le Limud HaRabbim. Hashem loves the sh'arim which are mitzvina with halacha with Torah. So if you have a yeshiva, a kollel, a place where the olam learns, that has a higher level of Kedusha than a Beis HaKnesses, even if there are many more people in the Beis HaKnesses. He says that if you live in a little yeshuv, and there's a minyan mitzumtzum, and by you staying in your Beis Medrash, so that's going to cause a bit of the minyans, then obviously one should not do so. And he also quotes, you know, we mentioned this thing that nowadays do we have the next Mishnah Berurah first. We said the Einam is battle. So again, this was going in the Ramah. The Ramah said that there's a day which says that even if you don't have a minion, it's preferable to down the base medrash. And we said, Vidafka Misha Tehirasim Nasi. Vainim is Batal Balav Hachi. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what does this mean? Vainim is Batal. But Sulaimer, Kiyim Ledvarn Hechreich Yim Letzarchi Gufi Vilim Mude. The fellow does not spend any time on anything unnecessary. He doesn't need to leave the base medrash to go to the shul, even if there's no minyan, because that's a bittul Torah for him. Such an individual, even the first opinion would also agree. But rabbim and talmidim, and all the more so if you're teaching. Now, again, is there such a person nowadays? Is this relevant? Do we have an individual nowadays who's Tirasu Nasir? So he quotes Rabbi in 65 from Rabbi Moshe. He says, Afshib is running the Ein Talmud Chacham Medargish of Tirasu Nasir Kirashbi, the Haverov, Shia Patani Tfila. I mean, we're going to say later on, and Sarah, I mean, the Gemara says that someone who's Tirasu Nasir is Patani Tfila and he's Chayavin Kriya Shema. And the Gemara says, who is this referring to? Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai the Chaverov. That's all they would do. So Tefillah is the Rabbanan, the Tata, the Kriyat Shema, the Arayis, and the Chayiv. So we don't have such a person like this nowadays, asked to a Moshe. Nevertheless, he writes in the Tshuva, in Chedek Aleph, he says, Shemikol Makim Yeish Din Tirasei Unasei Le'inyin Zeh. So the Gabi, this din, Shalei Yitztarech Lazei V'Zbeis HaMedrash Kedei L'Leches L'Spal B'Minyin. There is such a Musig nowadays. Ulam in the makam he matzo yesh minyan kasev shtegas meishes shechayv lispal by. But if you know, if he's, let's say, in other words, it comes out according to a meisha. If you're a Rosh Hashiva and you sit in there and you're in the yeshiva yemim v'layla, you're not involved in anything else. So then you have this p'tur. Now, if there's a minyan in the yeshiva, you shouldn't be in your study davening b'yechidus. Right? You just don't need to be in this bakal. I mean, there certainly were rebbes who would always daven b'yechidus. You know, and I think, you know, for other considerations, other things, but you know, the pashtus, the simple halacha we're saying over here is that there is an application, and that is the mashmos from the fact that the Ramah is bringing it nowadays, the halacha, that there is a concept of a terasu nasi that he would not need to be mizbatal, really mude. Now, we said that nevertheless, you shouldn't habituate yourself to davening the achidus the whole time, because otherwise people will learn from your actions. No one's going to say, oh, the guy's a big Talmud Chacham, and so on. They will just see it as a zulzul in the chashivas of tefillah. Well, this chashiv rov doesn't need to go to shul to daven. Well, I'm a pashta yid, I certainly don't need to go to shul to daven. That's what the person is going to say. Well, a yachash klal tefillah. He said another thing is kol shekein, that whilst the tzibur is davening, you should not be learning. You should not be learning out loud. Bizman shat tzibur v'chein b'shas kriyas hatera ein shama ein simen kuf mem vav. Kaz b'sivu ma'amar malach adi imu kvar hispalel deina imet sham ela lanes hakadeshim akdushes v'chisim shepresim al shmash shechisim al chalat tefila. You already daven. You're just there to make up a minyan. Then there's no problem, you can learn, no problem whatsoever. And again, I suggest that it's not the first in the Mishnah Berurah, but as the example which I gave yesterday, it's happened to me a number of times that on a Yom Tov here in Shul, I forgot to bring my machzor, and I'm just using the regular siddur, and it doesn't have my ramis. So instead of sitting there, you know, twiddling my thumbs, you know, I'll at least open up a safer and just, you know, look at a safer so as not to be mizbatel the gamri. I don't think that's called a zilzal. The zilzal is, you know, the tzibur sing marolas and you're learning the koil out loud as if you're not showing suit to what they're doing. That's the zilzal, and so on. And the situation, let's say a person asks you to make up a minion. And so there's six people who have a davent, and they say, can you come in, you know, to answer Kaddish, Kaddish, and so on. Can you come in? Or let's say you happen to be sitting in shul and you're learning after davening, and you know, they're davening. Are you mechuyev to answer the brachos? Or, you know, you stay after shul, you stay in shul after davening for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, you say the animamins, you say whatever you say, you learn mishnayos, are you mechuyev to answer to brachos and so on. So he brings over here in 66. He quotes from the Pesachei Tshuva, the Shem, the Tshuva's Divri David, Shekshayisik v'tere ein sarich l'anes amen. You're not mechuyev to respond amen. Meaning, it is not a bracha which I'm mechuyev in. You know, I happen to be learning here. Every time I'm going to have to stop, you know, with a baruch hu baruch shemay, this thing, baruch hu shachar, baruch hu shemay, amen, you know, that's going to be difficult for me to learn. He then says the Pesachei Tshuva disagrees and says you have to. He quotes from Shlomo Zalman who says, potem ani es amen, yachin amen yeish mi rabo, avoyana kedusha u baruch hu maidim. So he says, which is an amazing thing. I mean, Yehishmei Rabba, we've seen the mile of saying Yehishmei Rabba, but he says, you're potter from Amen and Yehishmei Rabba. Like sometimes, let's say, I will daven Mincha Gedola at 1:45, and I'll be here when they're davening Mincha, and I might hear them, you know, with brachas and so on. I don't have to respond Amen at the time. But Kedusha Maidim, and things that if you don't do it, it's got the appearance as if you are, you know, you disagree with it, you know, and so on. But just like if you come in, you have to say Alena with a tzibur because everyone's been metabolom al hashemayim and so on. These things you have to do. But a regular amen, he says, that you're not mechuyev to. Fine. Yud test yik b'makim l'tzvilas. The person should have a makim kavua. Shlo yishaneu im leilitzerach. A person should not change it unless there is a need. Unless there is a need, it's insufficient to merely daven in the same shul. You should have a fixed place. You went back to the same place. The gamtishim is found bebeisa yik b'makim shlo yival belu b'nei bais. So right, you should have a fixed place, and they say it should be in the place where you learn. If there's a place at home where you learn, that should be the place where you daven. Makim kavua v'toych arba ames chashiv makim echad diash latzamsim. So that means, strictly speaking, if you sit, you know, in row number 13, and you know, seat number 2. And someone sitting there, so you should not say, "I'm sorry, this is my place." You know, within Dalad Amis, and some of the Lashonis of the place come is Teich Dalad Amis Ein Lahakpid Klau. You know, so within Dalad Amis, it's mamish considered to be the same place. So, you know, it's far better just to be mevatah to someone than to say, "This is my makam," and so on. We know that certain shuls have certain takonis. Person comes in, a guy comes in after Baruch Hu and says, "This is mein Platz." You know, unschuldig, you know, but you're late, and after Baruch Hu, you don't know, you lose your schus. That's what some shuls have such a takana, and so on. He says over here in 67, in the second paragraph, he quotes from a Sefer Teres Chaim, B'shem Aviv, "She dafka letzvila shmona esrei." So this Maila is, you don't need to be in your makam for a psuk and a zimra as such. It is, it's a Shmoneh Esrei, but from Rabbeinu Yonah and Brachas, from Turetz, Mashma, the whole thing you need to have a makam tefillah. And as mentioned, part of the idea of the makam, of having a makam kavua, is it shows a certain humility. As if you're saying, you know, I need all the help I can get in order to be mechaven. And I'm saying, if I'm going to have in this place, I need to have my place, and for me, then it's easier for me to concentrate. So there's a certain humility. The Gemara says someone who's kaveh makam to this, they'll say about him, lachamev esen, hey onav, hey tzaddik. Mitamidu shalav amavino. What's the meaning of anava? Because the person feels, you know, ver benech, that I can have the kavana. I need all the help I can get. So that is part of the idea of doing so. He says, interesting, in the second to last paragraph, in the last paragraph of footnote 68, he says, "V'gam im b'chol achas mishalosh tefilas kaveh atzmi v'beis knesses achar." You daven shachris in one place, mincha somewhere else, maris somewhere else, and so on. Oishim espal v'beis knesses echad b'shabas v'beis knesses achar v'beis echol. says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, still you should have a Machon Kavua. Whenever you daven in this Shiva, all of them you should have a Machon Kavua, and so on. Yeah, interesting. He says in 69, the Gam im Litzurich Tfila bim Kime HaKavua, Yitzarich Ledaleg im Ipsuki de Zimra. Kadela Haspik Lameid Litzfila Shmana Esri im Hatzibur. He brings a case where, in theory, you would have some type of a conflict between Machon Kavua and skipping some of Psukei d'Zimra. He says, he quotes from Shlomo Zalman, "Shispal bim kema kavua, meishakol shimei bim kema gerim lahafra b'tfila." Davening in a different place that creates a share that in tfila. We know a per the minute is a person who is an ovel. Is Mishana Mekoyma. He says over here in the second paragraph in 69, Va'ovel, Shetzarf Liye Shatz, Va'in Be'ef Shalusi Lispar Kishatz, Be'beis HaKnesses HaKavua Shaloi. Someone's already taken the Omid in his shul, and he would have to go somewhere else. So do I stay in the shul and have the Kviyas Makom, or do I need to go to a different shul to have the Maila of being the Shatz? So Kudzim Rav Yashiv, Shemishim Kibud of the Aim Yochel Lishanis Mekim Tvilasi. In order to be the kind of kibud of aim to be the sheikh tzibo, which is a cover for a parent, she'ein l'chot tzirich gadol mizeh. That's considered to be a tzirich gadol. I mean, we said over in the mechaber, don't change your makam unless it's tzirich. There's no greater tzirich than being maler than the neshama of a parent. But he quotes from Shlomo Zalman and Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, she'ein tzirich l'shanas es mekayimai rak b'yard site yishtad l'spal kishatz b'makam acha. Pelham. They say it's preferable for a person to stay in the shul with your makam. If davening for the Ahmed means going to a different shul, and that's going to be really difficult for you. He quotes that from other places come also. Very, very interesting. Good. Fine. Sif Chaf Yikone Shir Shnei Pesachim Achkach Yispal. Person should not stand by the door. Now, you know, we think you shouldn't stand by the door because, you know, everyone tries to come in, you're blocking the entrance and you're blocking the exit. But there's another inyan that you shouldn't be standing right by the door because it gives the impression that, you know, last one in, first one out, you know, that you're that the whole thing is a tircha for you. So we say yikanis shirshne psachim. So like kind of the thickness of two psachim's worth, you should kind of venture in wander into the shul. You should go in 8 tefachim, which is not very much at all. Because it gives the impression that the whole thing is very difficult for you. If it happens to be that your makam is by the door, that's okay, because that is your makam, that's the seat which you've been allocated. And if you buy the opening, so you'll see all the people passing by, and you will be easily distracted. According to that second opinion, it's mainly because it's going to be a distraction. It's going to cause you not to concentrate. And there is another shot. Because it's like you come in, you don't take time to have like a certain yeshiva das to gather your thoughts. Wait for a few seconds, gather your thoughts, and so on. So we've got one idea which has to do with Nira Kamasri. We have one idea that it seems to be it's going to distract your Kavana, because you're going to be looking around and about at all the action in the Rosh Hashanah. And the third one, about just giving yourself a little bit of time to focus and to concentrate before you embark on Tfilah. Says the Mishnah Shir Shnei Psachim. I'm a Bavshe Kosev. The Torah laughs is Azara Lefnei Beis Hakneses Dugmas HaUlam Shehayi Lefnei HaHechel. There should be some type of an antechamber before the actual room of the Beis Hakneses. The Herachol Lefarish Bezeh HaMaimer the Shir Shnei Psachim. Based on this, he explains the concept of Shnei Psachim. The Chinkas Magen Avram. Hina Vayim Chomakim Akim Teiv Lahad Lechatchila Shlo Dispar Ba Azara. I recall some do have like a caravan shul in Eretz Yisrael, and you walk in the door and you're there, you know, it's also sometimes it's also quite embarrassing if you walk in late, because like you just walk straight into the thing. Yeah. We said yishes shiur kedei yishetis yashir daito olav yispal bekavona. Right, you should kind of gather your thoughts and so on. You could just follow, take it. Which in theory, like an application of this would be, and it's quite relevant, I guess, during a tefillas mincha. You know, if you come, you know, 60 seconds, 90 seconds late, they're already down in Shmoneh Esrei. You feel it could be chaperon, you know what I mean? But, you know, there is merit in just take 5 seconds, stop. I'm about to be Eimed of Ne'amelech, and you should always have a few seconds to gather your thoughts. Mechamdin the Pesach, Mechamdin the Pesach, Bezek Nezesh, Yikonis HaGadol, Tchila, Hoyl V'Roil Mezuzah. There is a concept of giving cover to a Gadol, to allow them to enter the Bezek Nezesh first. Hoyl V'Roil Mezuzah. Because it is a Pesach which is Roil Mezuzah, the Gemara says about such a Pesach, you should. When my Rosh Kollel sometimes comes to town, of Yaakov Friedman, I learned by him in the mirror. So, you know, sometimes I would try and take him around a little bit, and sometimes we come here to Dab Mincha. So we always have the same argument every time we get through. I open the door for him. Oh, you have to go to the Rav. Yeah. And I think, you know, in the end he said that the Maisa Rav, that he saw a particular Rav in Eretz Yisrael, and in particular Gadol, the Gadol refused to go in. So in the end, they grabbed him by the arm and went in together. That was the pshara. But Maisa Rav,
yeah. Chief Rav, go a bit.
Yeah.
And Aaron, they went in together as well. Once again, your Chief Rav is
the Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, so that is that. Oh, now that is when you enter the shul. So what about when you leave the shul? The Gemara says, "Ein mechabdin biyitziyah." So he says over in 72, he says, "Ubi yitziyah sekasav b'yisiv shegam b'zetzach lechabdei." So he says, "V'chida amnam harambam kasav shirak b'chinsas etzach lechabdei." Only when you enter do you have to, not when you leave. The covenant is given only the Knesset, not the Yitzhak. Achar Sameach, the Mikbracha Kosev, Shabbosifri, Uba Tesefta, Uba Medrash Rabbah, Mashma Shagam, the Yitzhak, Yesh Lechabdeh, which is like the Birkei Yosef says, that covenant is afforded both on the way in and on the way out. Let's see, Chaval of Kutnitz, actually, he draws the Chachim's thing within a kir. There shouldn't be anything, any interposition between yourself and the wall. If there's a fixed piece of furniture, that's not considered to be a chatzitza. So there is a mila to daven by the wall, and next to the wall. But if there's something temporary which has the measurements of 10 by 4, that's considered to be a chatzitza. Whatever cotton. Something small under that is not considered to be a hefsek. So there's several people, otherwise you can't have everyone diving by the wall. That is not considered to be a chatzitza. So he says, I think that Bali Chaim are a chatzitza, whereas an Adam is not a chatzitza. I will see tomorrow exactly, you know, what exactly is this inyan of chatzitza, what exactly is the maila being mispalei to lakir. We will pick it up tomorrow. I remember once when.